Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot to talk about. We're going to go to Dr. Fauci. Poor Dr. Fauci. You know, I mean, I don't care what your ideology is. Dr. Fauci is a nice guy. He's sort of a grandfatherly guy. Very, very humble. Excellent, excellent epidemiologist. One of the nation's experts on communicative diseases. Very kind person. He never even attacked Trump when Trump attacked him. He'd speak kind of indirectly and obliquely. He gave his opinion when he could. He was shut down by Trump. They said they'd fire him if he gave any more interviews. And I think his fear was, if they fire me, who knows who they're going to put in there. Well, the disease in the Republican Party about attacking Dr. Fauci has spread now to the more crafty moderate wing. That's what they call themselves. Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, always claims to be somewhat moderate, sniffing. They always sniff. They're all sniffing around like dogs on a log. Sniffing, get on the ticket in 2024. Over the weekend, he called for firing Dr. Fauci. Now, that has no effect whatsoever. Joe Biden is not going to fire Dr. Fauci. Joe Biden put Dr. Fauci in charge. Rubio knows it. He's simply posing for a cult base. Posing for a cult base. And you know, he is not the most extreme. There's a guy named Peter Navarro, the trade rep for Donald Trump, who said publicly that Dr. Fauci had funded the lab in Wuhan and was behind the spread of the virus, that it's Dr. Fauci who spread the virus. You know, at some point, if a dog barks at you in an alley, you don't bark back, doesn't do any good. But at some point, you get something like that. I think at some point, you sue them for defamation. They put it in writing for libel. You sue them, get damages against them. This has gone on too far. There's another commentator, a woman on one of the far right shows, who said that Dr. Fauci should be sent to prison. Now, what kind of nuts? Rubio is becoming a nut. Rubio has no business being on a national ticket. No business, and not just because he's a Republican. They are going to have a ticket. They're Republicans, but he has no business being on it. When you have Rubio calling for Fauci to be fired, Peter Navarro saying that Rubio caused the virus, I'm surprised he doesn't say Rubio was over there in disguise developing the virus. And then this other woman, you seem to be hovering around the microphone. Look, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, you mean Fauci, right? Well, it sounded like you said Rubio instead of Fauci in that last.
Okay, sorry, yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. No. With Fauci, Navarro says Fauci should be in prison. And then the other commentator said that he should be in prison. All of these people fired, prison, that he's the guy that spread the virus. How do they pick a grandfatherly nice guy like Fauci? I think the answer is they know that Fauci is meek and humble and he won't fight back. He won't fight back. And he stands above it. And anybody in his right mind knows, A, that he's not only blameless, but he's the guy, once his advice was taken by Joe Biden, stopped the spread of this thing and really got it back on track. The vaccinations and so on. But what about a party that tolerates this? What about a party that tolerates one of its senators, you know, a fairly well-known senator, saying that Fauci should be fired? What about a party that tolerates the former trade rep for Donald Trump, the president they elected, saying that he's the one that that spread the virus in Wuhan, organized it, funded it, and intentionally did it in China? And the third, a commentator, of course, this is somebody who technically is not in the Republican Party, saying should be in prison. I mean, I think you have a party, obviously there's a civil war, obviously it's split, but then when there are people over it and go to that length to malign a guy like Dr. Fauci, trying to cut at the heart of our response to COVID, that is a nutty party. That is a cult party. Turning to foreign policy, China, now that we are withdrawing from Afghanistan, has publicly said that they and Pakistan, who are client state of China right now, welcome the Taliban. Now, how can they welcome the Taliban? The Taliban is a murderous cult, a murderous Islamic cult. Because China has this program called Belt and Road, where they go through Asia and they go through Africa. They sprinkle billions of dollars in investments. They get these governments to sign agreements to repay them at interest. And I'll tell you something, it's not going to work out for either one of them. First of all, China's work is shoddy. It's always been shoddy. But secondly, they will cheat them blind. None of these countries can repay this. And all China is trying to do is get bases and ports, and in the case of Afghanistan, just bases and airfields around the world. Now, some other developments over there. The Taliban have now said that if the Afghan army expresses remorse, they won't slaughter them when they take over the country. And we're withdrawing, we can bomb to some extent, but the Afghan military, the question is, can it stand on its own? Is there such a thing as support in that country for normal government? Or do they want a fundamentalist Islamic state with the Taliban that murders women, murders schoolgirls, honor kills people, murders gay people, and goes back really, not medieval days, to the Stone Age? Isn't that what the populace wants? Now, I don't think a lot of the populace does want that, but they're not strong enough to stand up, and they still subscribe to the fundamentalist ideology that's ruining the country. China has a different problem. You've heard of the Uyghurs in the Xinjiang region. That borders Afghanistan. Believe it or not, China and Afghanistan have a border. And the Uyghur district borders Afghanistan. It's Islamic in China. And everybody thinks about the Uyghurs. They're being beleaguered by the Chinese. Let me tell you something. There are Uyghurs in Afghanistan who believe in jihad and want to impose a caliphate in that whole area and ultimately around the world too. Just like ISIS, they're Sunni Muslims, just like ISIS, just like Al-Qaeda. And the danger that China faces is that when they link with Afghanistan, right across their border, you're going to have a flood of Uyghurs into the Xinjiang region, and China's going to have to step up its repression. We denounce it because we denounce any violation of human rights. But quite frankly, we're denouncing it largely tactically to hit at China and knife them in the Islamic world. And I don't know that it works. Iran has joined with China in an alliance. They don't care. The only Islamic country that's pushed back against China's treatment of the Uyghurs in China is Turkey. And they were told to shut up and they shut up. The only people they fight and that they seem to hate is the West. It's Western civilization because we're tolerant and reasonable to them. But they respect repression, they respect authoritarianism, and that's what's happening. So look for China to make inroads in Afghanistan. And my prediction is that long term, it'll happen sooner than you think, is that they're going to be fighting in Afghanistan because the Uyghurs in Afghanistan want to impose a caliphate just like everybody else in that region. And the Chinese and essentially the Buddhist tradition isn't going to tolerate that. And that's what you're going to run into. And they're nowhere near as tolerant as we are. It's fascinating development. Stand by. Some of that is my own analysis of the situation, but I believe it to be correct. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.